Christ is risen. Христос воскрес. This wonderful, joyful greeting reminds us that we finally celebrating Christ's resurrection. And we feel that this moment is special. We feel that we were like somehow we were taken out from our normal world, normal way of life, somehow special because it is Pascha, it is Easter now. And we somehow feel this special time in which we are now. And it is something what it's at first normal because we should celebrate this feast with special attitudes, special feelings. But another thing is that this special mood which we have today says something about world in which we live today. There are a lot of studies which say very interesting things about our world and people's lives in their world. This study says that we are somehow like slaves of reality which was created by not us, but world and culture around us. This study says about influence of mass media, TV, movies, songs, and they say, and they have this research made, that those things create some kind of new reality for us. They create a world and we try to fit to that world. They say about dictate of, for example, they compare it with fashion, you know, that it's enough for a small group of people to start to wear very crazy outfit, and in few months you can see it everywhere. You can see the stores are full of this stuff, and it is somehow normal that we try to fit to that culture, that fashion. We see, as the study says, a lot of things which they offer as products of this world, and many companies, and we take it because we think that it is normal life. He said, world creates community, world or culture, a reality of our life, and we try to somehow fit to that world. And this is something what we should oppose, and this moment like this, we feel and we see that this special moment and this light of resurrection somehow penetrate our mind and soul, and we know that God is calling us to new life in Him, and we know now that reality is totally different. What is real is not what we see through this influence of these creators of culture today, but the reality is what God offers us. And this celebration of Pascha is a reminder for us that we should make effort to keep this real reality, which was presented by God to us, reality of eternal life in Christ, that we should take care of this and be aware of this, because it is very easy for us to become slaves of this culture, which is given to us not by God, but by this world. To illustrate it, I would use like in our church, everything has meaning. There are a lot of symbols. And there's a joke that we have so many symbols in the church that if something doesn't have a symbol, we will find a symbol for that, you know. And there is many, many, many things are coming from history and they own meaning, but many times we can find in this image of something what can help us in the world, in our life, how to walk towards heaven. And let me use, it's not my thought, it was one wonderful image or explanation of one liturgical action was given by one priest, and I liked it very much, and it always touches me very deeply. When we started Resurrection Matins, what happened? We came out from this church. We came out. We made procession around the church. While we were singing songs and hymns of Christ's resurrection, then we stopped in the front of the door, which were closed. And we were singing, Christ is risen. And then during last, Christ risen in the front, priest usually hits door 3 times and then open, and we enter to the church full of light. It's touching moment. But then the priest explained this way. He said, this is picture of our human life. We are created by God and we go to the world. We make our journey through the world, through our life, walking back to the God. We are journeying and singing and remembering that Christ is risen and he is the goal of our life. And then in the end of our life, when we stand before heaven, we express our faith in Christ who is resurrected. We sing to him, Christ is risen, and through this we are knocking on the door of heaven, which through this faith is open for us, and we enter to the kingdom to be with God. And this is some kind of like practice for our entering to heaven. Is this procession we make can be in our mind this preparation and reminder that we are journeying, holding our hope in eternal life. And we are practicing to express and to witness this joyful news of God's resurrection and our faith in Christ, which opens door for us to heaven. It's a powerful image, and I think it's very true. It's very true. But look, when we were walking yesterday, you know, you could see lights in other houses around. There were people who didn't walk with us. We could see cars going around, not even paying attention to the church. And maybe we were carrying in our minds all those we know who are far from God. All those people, things, which were outside of this procession. Is this world which lives without hope in resurrection? And we are under influence of this world. Many of these people, they say us, okay, keep this for Sunday, but tomorrow come to me. Live like I live. Enjoy life which I enjoy. Many of these things, you know, which were outside of this our procession, they force us tomorrow, day after, to be consumed by their offers. And we forget to walk. Because our life is not to join the world. Our life should be walking, following Christ, his cross which was in the front of procession. We should not look on the sides. We should follow Christ. With our mind filled with hope of resurrection. This is a way of life for Christians. It's not only one procession during these matins. But tomorrow morning, even today afternoon, tomorrow morning, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we should remember that we are still in procession following Christ and keeping this, our eyes on him, thinking about what he gives us as his direction. May we are able to come to the door of heaven with our heart filled with hope of resurrection. May we are able to say, oh Lord, really, I didn't go aside. I was following you in this procession, and now in the end of my journey, I came to the door of heaven, and I am knocking there with this hope that Christ is risen, and with hope that you can give me life to be filled with this intention to follow Christ, which leads to heaven. This is something what this message of this day. This is the invitation of Christ. Come, follow me. Be filled with faith. Don't look inside. Don't be satisfied with false pleasures, because I am going to give you kingdom. So let's try to ask during this liturgy, may Christ give us this grace of this good seed to our heart, which would grow and would force us to really be concentrated on that what is a real reality for us. May we are wise enough not to be taken by this false reality which is offered to us through media and other things of this world. Let's ask for his power and his help. Maybe really understand what is important.